Mama, do you feel misunderstood often by your teen girl? Does she say hurtful things to you because of it? Does her reaction set you off in a way that ruins your day? Today, you're in for a treat. I answer a question from one of my students during our coaching question and answer in our student community. This is the question: what do I tell myself when my girl is acting out at me? Bonus, you get a peek into what it's like to be a part of the Talk to Your Teen Girl framework. Are you ready? Get your notebook and get ready for these three tips. You're listening to this because your heart is breaking from the changes that are happening to your girl, and it's affecting your connection with her. Your once cuddly, talkative little girl is now growing up, but at the cost of silence, emotional bouts, and you get the short end of the stick. You fear these disconnections and challenges you're facing right now is affecting your relationship with her. And what will the future hold between the two of you? How will you get through this season without losing the closeness you once had? Mama, I want you to know you are not alone. As lonely as it may seem or feel, and almost embarrassing to share with even your closest friends because you feel like you're the one failing at connecting with her, but this is common. It's the season of parenting a teenage daughter. However, I also know that you don't want to sit idle during this time. You want to continue to build a closeness with her and learn how to communicate with her. This season is hard. I know, I've gone through it too. But you're going to get through it by equipping yourself with the right tools to turn this all around. I'm going to help you with that. I'm inviting you to attend my free Teen Talk workshop, where you will learn to understand your changing girl, shift your role in the teen stage, and create new communication pathways in order to connect. It's a two-day workshop, and it's absolutely free. My desire for you is to be equipped with tools and understanding so that you can create that open communication with your girl and gain the trust you so desire in your relationship. So sign up now and save your seat at jeaniebaldomero.com/teentalkworkshop. That's jeaniebaldomero.com/teentalkworkshop. Go save your seat now. Hey mama, welcome to Raising Her Confidently. Do you want to have open communication with your teen daughter? Do you find yourself constantly thinking about how to talk to your teen or why your girl is not opening up to you? Do you wake up with confident intentions only to feel confused and frustrated when all you get are one-word answers from your daughter again? Hey, I'm Jeanie. I too was a mom raising young teens. I too felt grieved by the loss of my sweet, talkative little girl. I wanted her to come to me about anything, even if she was scared, and listen to my advice. But I kept thinking, she won't listen to me, and I don't know how to approach her, until I found tools to create open communication. In this podcast, you will find how to connect and talk to your teen and create a safe space for her to go to so that you will have that close relationship you dreamed of. Go grab your glass of Merlot and throw off those fuzzy slippers and let's dig in together. How can this apply to my current relationship with my daughter? So here is the situation. I'm going to read it right now and then I'll answer it. My daughter is not usually rude or anything, but she shares thoughts and says things sometimes that hurt or make me feel sad, usually having to do with me not understanding something or reading her mind accurately. I am probably a little sensitive because I don't have a lot of other soft places to land, and I know she's a teenager and this is what happens, but I need to keep myself from ruining my own day, spinning into negativity and acting in a way that then gives her an even worse impression of me, leading to more hurt. So the question is, what do you tell yourself when your daughter has been a little difficult? Great question. And thank you for sharing your scenario with me, Mama. Like you said, she's being a teenager and this is a stage where she's trying to figure out who she is, right? And Talk to Your Teen Girl, it's module 2, I believe, where we talk about the changes of what's going on with your teenager. And we know this is an unstable time. Her worlds are colliding. She's no longer this little girl and she's not yet this adult. She's in this stage of transitioning into a young adult. And with that comes situational changes, conflict in values, these influences coming at her. Her body's changing, high hormonal changes, ups and downs, right? And in step 1B, or was it 1B, I believe, or 2, we go through going back to your teen self, right? So mama, I want you to remember what it was like, physical, emotional things that you carry, and how easy it is to just go from one polarity to the next, hot and cold, right? And this is what your daughter is going through. And you're saying she's not normally rude, and she isn't. She's a good girl, right? But there are certain things that kind of like, oh, they're like little darts that hit you, and you're just the easiest target. Right now in her body, in her mind, and in her emotional state, she is wrestling, having this internal wrestle with herself with the help of hormones that make it super sensitive for her. And so you're the easiest target, mama, because she's comfortable with you. This is not at all to just appease you, but to also give you some peace, right? Some peace that you are the easiest target, and to not take it personally, because we know that the things that she's going through, she can't quite yet articulate what she's feeling. So it's just easier to be attacking based on our feelings than it is to articulate what we're feeling. So this is her stage, right? And yes, mamas, we are very sensitive to that. We're attuned to our feelings. We're, I would say, the heart of our family. And so when we feel attacked, it attacks our heart right away. And so we feel it, and we are very sensitive to it because we're mom. We're connected to our kids. And when they attack us by jabbing us with words that are very hurtful, it really does hurt. But I want you to know, mama, this is a stage where we're going to have a little thick skin and know not to take it personally. We have to have that bird's eye view of this is what she's going through right now. I'm the easiest target. And I cannot let these personal attacks that she's giving me be personal, because it will ruin my day. And so how do we offset that? Well, one, not in the moment, but you can remind her that, hey, I know you're going through a tough time. I know that, you know, typically you're not like this. You know, I know you're not like this, but when you say these words, this is how I feel, right? When you say these words, I feel, right? Instead of you make me feel, I feel. It's how we word things, right? And timing. So we can remind her that there are certain things that are very hurtful, but we also know, mama, that we can't take it that way, because in the moment when they say something hurtful, the next moment they'll be like, oh, I didn't mean to say it the way it sounded. So it becomes this emotional roller coaster, right? And we can't ride that emotional roller coaster with her, but we can address that behavior in a way that so she understands how that affects other people, right? So I hope that's very helpful for you. And also something that I do on a daily basis is sometimes we won't get the apology. Sometimes we won't even get the acknowledgement that they were being hurtful, right? But what you can do for yourself is just think of things that you're grateful for, right? In one of my episodes, I talk about my morning routine and how every day I write 5 things I am grateful for. Even when I cannot think of the big things, I think of just a little, like getting up to a sunny day, sunny, cold, crisp day. You know, I am grateful for that, because it sets our bodies, our mind, our mental capacity to live in abundance, joy, and peace, regardless of the situations, right? Regardless of how our daughter speaks to us under her breath, regardless how it makes it difficult for us to receive. If we start the day off in gratitude and in abundance, then that is our mindset. Things like that won't bother us so deeply, okay? So mom, I hope that answers your question. One, don't take it personally. Understand this is, you're the comfort person, and they'll typically say the things they need to say because they don't have the verbiage to express how they're feeling. So they will attack. Two, don't take it personally, right? Two, address it when you can. Wording it as, when you say this, I feel, that matters. And three, gratitude. Start your day with gratitude. So when things and circumstances like this come at you, it doesn't ruin your day the way it does. I hope you gain some great knowledge today and being a fly on the wall at one of our coaching Q&A sessions as a student for the Talk to Your Teen Girl framework. This is one of the benefits you get to receive when you are a student. But as we leave, I hope these three tips has helped you, Mama, and it was relatable for your own relationship with your daughter. Don't forget, we have the Teen Talk Workshop coming up soon. Head on over to jeanniebaldomero.com/Teen Talk Workshop. Hey friend, if this podcast inspired you or encouraged you or helped you in any way, I'd love for you to share it. You can screenshot this episode and share it in your stories on social media or text it to a friend who can use the support. It's the best way you can thank me. I want to let other mamas know they are not alone. I'd love to stay connected with you. You can find me on Instagram at Jeannie Baldomero or join my free mom support community at linktree.com/Jeannie Baldomero. Until next time, live full of grace, Jeannie.